time for a round of Florida or anywhere else in the world. Our Stupid Criminals game representing Kissimmee. It's Chris. Hi, Chris. Good morning. Pick your coach, Dana or Adam.
I will go with Dana.
Oh, wow.
This happens every time.
It does happen every time, so thank you.
99% of the time.
Sometimes.
Hi, Jonathan.
I have a reason.
Oh, okay. Jonathan, right here in Orlando, you're going to have Adam as your coach this morning. Jonathan, welcome to Florida and anywhere else in the world.
Now I can't concentrate. It's like, what's the reason?
Right? We'll see how the game goes first. Chris might tell you. All right, Chris, you and Dana going first here. Just let us know where this happened. This actually is some resourceful, delicious police work. 25-year-old guy by the name of Justin went to a grocery store last Thursday morning. He had a hammer, started threatening the clerk, waving it around once police came in the store and kind of held them off because of the hammer. It was dangerous. Well, things stayed like that until one of the police officers managed to sneak up behind Justin and take him down with the best weapon that he could within reach, which was a can of Bush's Extra Brown Sugar Baked Beans.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's what I would use.
He threw two cans of beans at him. The second one actually hit him, stunned him, took him down long enough for cops to swarm him and arrest him. So now he's facing several charges, including assault and a resisting arrest. What are you in for? I got taken down by baked beans. Do we get to claim him in Florida or anywhere else in the world, Chris?
Okay, I have heard this story, but I don't know if it was local or not. It sound I think it's Florida. What are you thinking, Dana?
Some reason I was thinking in the South, but not Florida. But if you've heard it, there might be a reason why you heard that story. So I'm good with Florida.
Let's go with Florida.
What do you think, Jonathan?
Sounds silly enough.
I'm going to go with Florida as well.
All right.
Oh, geez.
This happened to take place in Youngstown, Florida.
Oh, God.
Yes. See?
Right. Call Chris.
Call that one.
Right up there by Panama City Beach. Dana's old stomping.
Yeah.
All right. Over to you on this one, Jonathan. Adam, nice job, by the way, on
Thank you very much. Appreciate that.
Yeah.
Police got several calls last Sunday about a guy who was driving down the street on only three tires. It's not clear what happened to his fourth, but it was missing from the front left side of his car, and it was just the wheel right on the ground. But by the time cops tracked him down, his car had completely broken down and he couldn't go any farther. Guy turned out to be a 28-year-old named Joshua. He was driving intoxicated, and where did he have to go so badly on only three tires? He's going to get his pizza. He was hungry, and it was late at night, and he couldn't wait, and apparently didn't have enough money to have it delivered.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
Sometimes when you're hungry, you're hungry.
I guess.
Arrested for operating a vehicle while intoxicated, and no, never picked up his pizza. Do we get to claim him in Florida or anywhere else in the world, Jonathan?
I really wish I didn't have to, but I think it's also Florida. What do you think, Adam?
Well, you know, the thing is that if we in Florida drive on three wheels, it's because we have to go to the bathroom, not because we want a pizza. So I've got to go against you. I think it's anywhere else in the world.
Okay, we'll go with that.
Woohoo!
Wow. Chris, what do you think?
Oh man. That sounds just stupid enough to be Florida.
thank you.
Wow, Chris.
I'm thinking Florida again. Dana, can you help?
Well, let's go with your instincts since they were right the last time and mine were wrong because I'm thinking anywhere else in the world, but...
Oh, my gosh.
No, but you had a...
Okay, let's go with your instincts this time. Let's go with anywhere else in the world.
Uh-oh.
Final answer?
Final answer.
This
yes.
took place in Canton, Ohio.
Oh, hey. Hey. Wow, both Dana. Coaches talked both players out.
Finally.
And right.
Steer them in the right direction, you two. All right, final story, Chris. You get to go first. People don't trust the police. This guy trusted them way too much. A 49-year-old gentleman by the name of Douglas, he bought some meth last week and was worried that his dealer might have sold him some synthetic drug or some fake stuff. So this past Tuesday, he called his local police department and asked them if they would test it for him. And obviously they said, sure, come on down, bring it in. We'll let you know if it's real or not. So he drove to the precinct, showed up with a clear crystal-like substance, folded up in some aluminum foil, and promptly got arrested for felony possession of narcotics.
Oh, it was real.
Cops did test it. It was meth, so he could have avoided the whole thing if he wasn't such a paranoid idiot or if he didn't do drugs.
What a great story. But if it was fake, would they let him go?
Could it have been flour?
I guess they would have let him go then, right?
That's funny.
Yes, exactly.
Chris, do we get to claim him in Florida or anywhere else in the world?
Don't come to me.
I'm thinking Florida again. Oh, my gosh. Dana, can you help?
I don't want it to be Florida. But do you have a strong feeling that it's Florida?
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
I do.
Final answer?
Let's go with Florida.
All right. Yes. Jonathan, what do you think?
I really wish I didn't have to say this as well, but I think Florida. What do you think, Adam?
Well, I got to go against you on it, but it's your game, but I think it's California. It just sounds like something a Californian would do, having lived there for years.
California.
But it's up to you, whatever you want.
Too, so I mean.
Did you? So you know.
What do you think, Jonathan?
You know?
You know what? I'll go with you, Adam. Let's go. Let's do this.
Oh, dear.
Comes down to this. This happened in Gainesville, Florida.
Boom, Dana.
He talks you out of the win, Jonathan.
Well, it sounds like a game.
It would have been the win. I thought we had the lead anyway.
No, it was tied 2-2.
Oh.
That was it. 3-2 for the win.
Good job, Chris.
And Dana take the win. Congratulations. Jonathan's speechless now. He's hurt. Thanks for playing Florida anywhere else in the world, guys.